Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on a Monday morning. As you may have guessed, I am not Angelo Cataldi. Angelo has the day off. John Johnson filling in. To my left, your right of one, Al Morgani. Al, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, all right.
No worries. I was fine till I came in. I saw you here.
Further to my left, but separating us between that with a pane of glass, is Rhea Hughes. Good morning,
Good
Rhea.
Good morning.
Rhea, how was your Mother's Day?
Outside of brunch, I was demoing my kitchen.
Oh, that's a very eventful.
Exactly, and it was a perfect Mother's Day because the kitchen's almost gone.
It's funny how things change through life. Yeah. It's no longer pampering. It's, I got something accomplished today.
Exactly.
Al, you took your wife wining and dining for Mother's Day?
Winery.
You went to a winery.
Nice. Yes.
That's very, you sample some wines.
I don't drink wine.
What'd you do?
I had iced tea.
All right.
You are special.
Let me make a notation to bring this up later on in the show. Good morning, everybody. We have so much that we are going to get into today. So much happened over the course of the weekend. I don't even know if we have enough time to do it, but we'll try our best. We have a great guest list. We'll get into that shortly. We have great prizes to give away. Al Morgani will be the judge today because the topic is going to hit close to home for Al as it centers around someone, Al, that you know very well. Hold on. We'll get into it very, very shortly. We're going to get into the Sixers at some point in the show, who are on the verge of clinching the number one seed in the East. And listen, crickets. Ton of other things to get into as well. But how can we not begin with what transpired in Atlanta, Georgia, over the weekend? We went from cloud nine Friday night to the gutter in a mere 48 hours. Now, Friday night, Phillies clobber Atlanta. They put up a six spot off Charlie Morton in the first inning. They go on to win it 12-2. Look at this. Phillies, they've won five in a row. They're in sole first place in the division. They're three games above 500. Maybe we were all wrong about them. Al, I did a show Saturday afternoon on these airwaves saying, you know, maybe we were wrong. Maybe Joe Girardi deserves a little bit more credit. Maybe these bats really are coming around and pitching is finding itself. Oh, my God, did I regret saying all those things in a span of 6 hours. Al, you've covered sports a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe there are moments in a season where you can look back and see a game or, in this case, a series where a team wakes up?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are moments.
You poke the bear long enough, that bear's going to wake up.
The turning point.
The turning point, yes. In a good way or a bad way.
Yeah.
Well, the Phillies decided over the weekend to hit the bear over the head with a hammer a bunch of times and then gave said hammer to the bear and said, take your best shot. And, well, we saw what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Phillies, we have to go directly to Saturday night because this is where everything changed. Oh. Phillies are leading the Braves 3-1. Mm-hmm. We're going into the ninth. We're three outs away from their sixth consecutive victory in a series win over the Braves in Atlanta. I mean, it's wonderful. Onto the mound steps Hector Neris. All Hector has to do, you have a two-run lead, just get three outs. You even have a buffer. You can allow a run, and it's still okay. Well, Neris records the first two outs. Willy-nilly, no big deal. Oh, this is wonderful. I'm going to go to bed Saturday night all happy, six wins in a row. Life is wonderful at this moment in time. Hector then allows a walk. All right, that's fine, I guess. Not going to be a clean inning. I understand that. Next up, pinch hitter. You may remember him. Even if you stopped watching the Phillies in 2010, you would still recognize this name. Pablo Sandoval, who we all remember from the NLCS over a decade ago now. Pablo Sandoval steps to the plate. He only has one job. I mean, it's...
What do you mean a decade ago? How about two weeks ago?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was trying.
That was the extra innings game, right?
Yes, it was. I was trying to avoid that hard memory. But he serves one purpose. He is there to hit a home run or strike out. There is nothing else that's going to happen there. And Pablo Sandoval, throughout his career, has had one weakness, the splitter. he always struggles against someone who can throw the splitter. Wow, this is wonderful. Hector Neris, he specializes in the splitter. Well, this is great. Oh, here we go. First pitch, splitter, strike. Oh, whoop, there we go. Two strikes away. You know, second pitch, fouls it off. That's all right. That's all right. Third pitch, he decides to throw a fastball with him. Like, eh, I don't know about all that, but it's all right. We're still one strike away. It's all you got
to
do.
At any point, does the catcher come out to talk to him?
No. This is where it gets interesting.
So that's what they were calling?
Yeah, apparently, this is what they were calling, okay? So here we are. You know, you're one strike out away. I'm not exactly sure of the pitch selection at this moment in time, but I see JT Romuto line up on the outside of the plate. His mitt is low into the outside. Hector Neris, you're one strike away. Just throw the splitter, please. This is what happened.
And the pitch. Swing and a drive to center field deep. And this game is tied. Pablo Sandoval has hit his fourth pinch hit home run of the season. He's done it to the Phillies again with two outs and two strikes in the bottom of the ninth inning. It's a 3-3 game.
Ah, collective sigh. Pablo Sandoval didn't just catch that, you know, with the end of his bat and it barely cleared the fence. It went 431 feet. Upon replay, it was a four-seam fastball down the heart of the plate. Rhea, how does that happen?
I don't know. Al pointed out, he did it to him in the season opener, right? Opening series, right?
Yeah.
Same thing.
I don't understand how this happens. Not only did he not go with the splitter, but the pitch selection he did choose, whether it was him or JT Romuto, which is really the question mark at this point in time, he ended up going right down the heart of the plate. He lost control of it. It was a fat meatball, and Pablo Sandoval made him pay the price. Well, before we even get into what happened after that, the first thing in my mind, I'm like, I got to hear what Joe Girardi has to say about this. Well, Kyle Quinn, what did Joe Girardi say about Hector Neris?
It's easy to second-guess pitches. He didn't hit his spot. That's the problem, right?
What spot was that?
He didn't hit his spot. That's the problem,
right?
The spot
is where the catcher's glove was.
How long do we have to do this with Hector Neris? This is absurd. And by the way, afterwards, Joe Girardi, we're still looking for the audio. Joe Girardi said he's sticking with him as his closer. How does this happen? I understand Joe Girardi is somewhat limited. But isn't any other option other than Hector Neris and David Hale a better one at this point in time? You had a surefire victory. You were going to win your sixth in a row. And what has they have spiraled out of control since. Well, you know what? I didn't even get to that yet. So now we're going to extras. It's tied to three. We go to the 10th inning, three up, three down, three up, three down. We go to the 11th inning. Phillies get a run. Nick Maton, the diamond in the rough. Maybe there's hope for that farm system. Knocks in a run. Phillies take a lead. Bottom half, that grimly fundamentals by this Philly squad come to light yet again. Didi Gregorius, a throwing error, a run scores. We're tied up again at four. We go to the 12th inning. Finally, a team who might be worse in the field than the Phillies. Braves commit mistake after mistake. Wild throw here. Bad catch here. Phillies make them pay. They put up a three spot in the top of the 12th inning. Oh, it's over. Al, it's over. Finally, they have a 7-4 lead going in the bottom of the 12th. Outside of David Hale, I don't care who's pitching. Look at that cushion. They're going to win this game. Enter Aniel De Los Santos. I am going to tell you exactly.
Could they have left him off the card?
Oh, my God. Let me just tell you exactly what happened to Aniel De Los Santos in order. First batter he faced in the bottom of the 12th, leadoff walk. Next batter, single. To load the bases, remember, there's a man in scoring position to start extra innings. Bases loaded, nobody out. Then allows a bases-clearing double. Tie game, 7-7 all over again. Exit, De Los Santos. Enter, Matt Moore, who allows a sacrifice. Runner who hit the bases-clearing double then goes to third. Next batter, it didn't even matter about the sacrifice, because he then hits a walk-off RBI single, and the Phillies blow not one, not two, but three leads and lose it 8-7. Al Morgani, please explain.
Well, the closer lost the game when he had missed a pitch.
And after that?
Well, they just don't have
They don't have what?
They don't. You can't count on anybody to come in and
anybody.
Able,
no. Anybody.
Nobody.
Down.
Well, they with their situation with who's available. Yeah, they were done. They weren't done, but it wasn't going to be clean.
This is terrible.
But I did find those three innings, the three most interesting innings of baseball all year.
Oh, of course they were. I mean, everything bad that could have happened happened.
Yeah, but everything good.
At least stuff
and
happened.
At least stuff happened. I watched how many games where nothing happened in a matter of, if you watch that whole game, you're like, it was a completely different event.
Nothing happened until the ninth.
Nothing happened until the ninth inning. You're right. You could have slept through a majority of the game. So I remember, and then yesterday, I did a show before the Phillies game, and the one thing I said, my biggest fear was you woke up, you poked the bear is up, yeah. Atlanta Braves are the favorite to win this division, they can only struggle for so long, and a game like that may ignite them and at the same time send you in the opposite direction. I put all my faith in the ace of the squad. I mean, there is no better time to say, Aaron Nola, you're the man here. You have to shut down the bats as much as you can. Sunday night baseball, let's see what happens. Well, he allowed a four spot in the first inning, and that basically summed up the night. Andrew McCutchen had a leadoff home run, and that was it for the Phillies' bats. They ended up losing, 6-1 the final?
Yep.
You could have slept through the final eight innings of the game, and you missed absolutely nothing. Rhea Hughes, what is going on with the Phillies?
They don't come back from games, do they, at least this year? Have they come back from anything that's larger than four runs?
Not off the top of my head. Not a single game that I can think of. And I'm terrified because it's a series such as this, of such a crucial opponent within the division that can send you down in that wrong direction for a period of time and put you in a hole that you're not good enough to climb out of.
These are the games that make people question what Aaron Nola is. It's a September game. It's a game you need him to come out and deliver, and it's over in the first inning.
Right, and a game that's in May, not even September, so you can't even use the excuse that he's tired, he's worn down, the season's so long, it's the middle of September, it's so hot. It was perfect weather, perfect timing for Aaron Nola to step up big, and he blew it. By the way, I don't know if either of you noticed, but there was something very interesting about the scenery last night down in Atlanta.
Don't get Al started.
Al, watch the games at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah.
You know, I see a solid 10,000 fans there. A lot of empty seats. Yeah. Hey, fans make the most, 10,000 make the most of it noise-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
But last night, I'm watching the broadcast.
The whole series.
I don't remember seeing an empty seat. I saw a packed ballpark.
It was like seeing the future.
But only in the now.
Yeah, and you wonder why we can't have that.
It's very fascinating how there wasn't.
It's annoying.
I mean, they had and it's Atlanta. Nobody cares about sports in Atlanta. They have a hard time selling out playoff games in Atlanta, but they had full capacity. And, you know, I mean, everybody can get a vaccine now. It's available anywhere.
Yeah.
Why
Texas, the same thing.
Why aren't we? What's going on?
I have no idea.
Aren't the Phillies allowed?
They can only do what the state or the city
tells them.
And it's like you watch it, and this is what's gonna stop it. You can't, if you're watching this and you're here, you go, how come we can't go out?
Yes,
it's like what the hell?
There is a team in this town who's about to be in the playoffs, where home court is going to be of the utmost advantage.
What the heck? Why is this going? There's no masks even.
Exactly. Well, we have the perfect guest list to tackle so many issues that we're going to deal with today. At the top of the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Mike McGarry. He's got a nickname, Big Gay McGarry. He rotates between Philadelphia and New York. That's all he's at every big game. He wakes up in the morning. He's not sure which direction of the turnpike he's going to hop on. So we can get a great contrast between what's going on with the teams in Philadelphia versus the teams what's going on in New York. He spends a lot of time around the Giants, which will make it interesting, the Devontae Smith stuff. Mm-hmm. He spends a lot of time around the Brooklyn Nets, a lot of time around, I can't believe it, the first-place Mets.
First place New York
Mets.
And they're playing terrible.
So it'll be great to see someone who has, you know, one foot dipped into two huge sports cities to compare the two and how, the direction that the two cities are going in with their teams. At the top of the 8 o'clock hour, all these Phillies issues that we're discussing right now, there's no better person to talk to than Todd Zielecki. Todd Zielecki, the one thing that's interesting about Todd, because he's a Wisconsin guy, he can give you horrible news, but do it in a delightful way.
Oh, we have to ask him about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, that's right. He's a massive
He's a cheesehead.
We'll have to talk to him about the Packers as well. And then at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, it'll be part of our Twitter question, which we'll get to shortly. The Sixers are on the verge of clinching the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Yet there is no buzz, no hype, no anticipation. And we're going to try to figure out why. And we need to go to the national level to see maybe a broader scope of things. Tim Bontemps, who covers the NBA for ESPN, is going to join us at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Tim, at one point, you know, by a certain point in the regular season, has covered a game in every single NBA arena and then rotates back around. So we'll get a nice broader perspective, maybe something that we are not seeing as we can sometimes be in the bubble of Philadelphia sports. So it's nice to get an outside opinion from time to time. And also, Al, would you like to win a – well, you can't win it.
What?
A $100 Visa gift card.
That would help.
You like Boston Market?
I do. I love Boston Market.
$50 is a lot of Boston Market
food. Chicken pot pies there.
You like their chicken pot pies?
I got a rotisserie chicken from there on Saturday.
Ooh, see, well, a $50 Boston Market gift card? Al likes Rita's water. She likes the banana, right?
Banana and watermelon.
No.
Banana
or strawberry.
Chocolate.
Is $25 enough to get a couple quarts of banana?
Oh, I don't get quartz. I would kill myself. I would get a brain freeze. That would just, I wouldn't recover from it.
It was bad because you feel like you have to eat it. I was kept walking around to people in the family going, you want some more water ice?
Oh, my God.
Well, here's what we have. Not only do we have a $100 Visa gift card to give away, a $50 Boston Market gift card, a $25 Rita's Italian Ice gift card. We also have a Fandemic Crew bobblehead to give away and a Philadelphia 76ers T-shirt. Al, our prize topic today is going to be quite interesting because it hits a personal note with you.
What is it?
It is centered around someone who we discovered, someone you know very well.
Who's that?
So I don't know how up to date you are with Hollywood news.
Nah.
But, well, I need to take you back to a particular date and time, Al.
All right.
Mid-90s, 1995.
1995.
There is a big scandal about a notorious homemade videotape, which is reportedly stolen from the household of Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
And this goes on to be a big deal. You remember, you know, the big deal about the videotape. I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was a huge, and Pamela Anderson, I mean, this is the height of her stardom.
Okay.
Tommy Lee of Motley Crue, I mean, they are the talk
She's
of Hollywood.
She's a fine Canadian girl.
That's fine. She's a fine Canadian girl. Anyway, yeah. News came out over the weekend that they're doing a whole, Hulu was doing this huge movie on that period that about Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
And they cast two Hollywood stars in Lily James and Sebastian Stan, who you're looking at me like
no,
I have two heads.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're two very big Hollywood stars, and they had a photo of them dressed as Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Okay.
And they look identical. Identical to you know, the actual people who they are portraying. And Al, maybe some people don't know this. I don't know if Rhea knows this, but you have a relationship with Pamela Anderson. Is that correct?
Well, I know who she is because she was with the hot. She was.
You call her Pammy.
Call her Pammy.
Yeah, everybody called her Pammy when she was running around the arena there.
But yeah, but if you're going to call her Pammy, then you have some type of rapport with her.
Sure.
Because you've met and spoken, and you know, I mean, you know Pamela Anderson.
Fine Canadian girl.
Well, anyway, our prize topic for today, and I thought it would be fun because you are going to be the judge of this.
Okay.
You know, with that in mind, with what is this huge movie that's supposed to come out, we're looking for, you know, great performances by an actor or actress who portray real people.
Oh, I see.
They're portraying real people. Could be in sports. It could be, you know, it could be in politics. Could be in other realms of entertainment.
So they have to
news.
Look like them?
They have to, well, I mean, you tell me. Would you prefer they look like them, put on a performance where they sound just like them and act like them?
Yeah, it's hard to when they look like them, sort of, I find it
more authentic.
Yeah, it's odd when somebody's playing a role, you go, that just doesn't fit.
Well, this is good. So, I mean, you are going to be the judge of said contest, and we have five awesome prizes to give away.
Yeah.
And, of course, the numbers are 215-592-9494. Now, we need to go to the phones. We need to get some answers what's going on with the Phillies right now. Let's go to Mike and Berwyn's on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
So, Mike, what on earth happened to the Phillies Saturday and, well, last night?
I got to tell you, first of all, I'm actually disgusted with the coaching. Mm.
Go ahead.
Manager.
Go on.
I thought he was going to be the savior, and some of the moves he's made are pretty bad.
Yeah, I didn't even bring this up yet, Mike. He double switched in Saturday's game, taking out their hottest bat in Gene Segura, and put Scott Kingery in, who's not even a major league player. Who does that?
And let alone a strikeout king.
Yes.
You know, it's really gotten frustrating. I got to tell you, I was never a Kapler fan, but he's making... You know what? If Kapler would have made these, he would have been crucified.
You're right.
Girardi's not.
You're right. Al, is Joe Girardi not getting the criticism that he probably deserves?
I think he's getting a lot of criticism.
Is he getting enough?
This idea that Girardi's getting a free pass, I find bizarre.
We've been crushing him.
Everybody's questioning him. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, I don't know what you want people to do. Virtually every move he makes is second guessed, triple guessed. As soon as it happens, the next morning. I mean, how much more can you criticize somebody?
Maybe even more than what we are. Well, we're going to that's why Todd Zielecki will be the perfect guest for that, because Todd will put it in a gentle way, and then we can go over the top and say it with more anger than Todd might say it. Mike, I know I'm putting you on the spot as the first caller, but do you have someone who portrayed a real person in the movies that you thought did a superb job?
Actually, I don't.
Okay, that's all right. I appreciate the call, Mike. 215-592-9494 is how you get involved. Start of the show, always the best time to join in. Tom, Keith, and Christian are going to be up next, and then you. So much to get into on this Monday. WIP Sports Time, 621.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.